Accessible competitive gaming is a growing industry with a long history. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matt Knutson, assistant professor at the University of North Dakota, fires up the games to find out more.
Maybe you have seen those big esports competitions. You know, the ones with about 10 young people on stage looking intensely at computer screens until one group erupts in victorious shouting as confetti falls. Esports, organized competitive video games, have been appearing in high schools across the country as an after-school activity that offers many of the same benefits of traditional sports. There could be an esports team at your local high school that you could check out. If you already knew all that, maybe something that hadn't been obvious at first was just how accessible esports are. People with disabilities can access video games in a staggering number of ways, including customizable controllers from both Microsoft and Sony, as well as oral interfaces in which players control on-screen characters with their breath. My research shows that accessible competitive gaming has a surprisingly long history. In fact, people with disabilities were playing in tournaments for arcade and pinball 40 years ago. A pair of brothers, Rob and Gary Marintz, are the focus of this research, which was assembled from newspapers, games industry trade publication coverage, and a documentary short that aired on PBS. After an auto accident paralyzed Rob at the age of 17, his brother Gary began designing numerous technological accommodations for him, including a sip-and-puff oral interface that enabled Rob to play pinball and arcade games. The tournaments Gary organized for Rob and other people with disabilities testify to the power of gaming to transport players to new places and to provide a sense of accomplishment. Moreover, they demonstrate some of the unique capabilities of gaming to create new opportunities for sporting and community building. Accessibility in today's gaming industry is still a project very much in progress, and thinking through its history offers us reminders about what doing accessibility right means.
That was Matt Knutson of the University of North Dakota. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.